This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Erendira Garza. Date of birth, April the 8th, 1986. Case ID number is 376-5655. Date of examination, October the 11th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 6/10/22. Identifying information. This is a 36-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression / anxiety / learning disorder / decreased memory. The claimant is presently unemployed, and the last employment date she had was September the 1st, 2020, where she worked as a housekeeper for a couple of days. She has not worked at all since that time. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, who works as a mechanic, and she is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, depression / anxiety / learning disorder / decreased memory. The claimant states that she has always had a learning disability and depression, but states that since 2020, her symptoms have increased. She states that she has attempted to commit suicide in the past and has had ideation of suicide. She showed me the cut on her left forearm where she tried to cut herself. She suffers from insomnia, decreased appetite, depression, anxiety, decreased energy and concentration, decreased motivation, weakness, and crying spells. The claimant is presently being treated with escitalopram 5 milligrams QD. She states that she has also had a learning disability since she was very young and was only able to finish the 8th grade in Mexico. She states she studied here in the United States and went to a special education program, but eventually went back to Mexico in order to finish whatever schooling she could perform. She states she had difficulty with math, writing, reading, and that it was secondary to her being unable to retain any kind of memory when she was studying. At the present time, her condition is stable. She does appear not to be depressed at this time. However, her condition is guarded, and she is presently on medication for anxiety and not for depression. Allegation number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2002, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, but no blurred vision or weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but has had some cardiovascular disease as well as diabetic neuropathy of the hands and feet. She checks her blood glucose approximately 4 times per week and states that it usually comes out between 180 to 250. At the present time, she is taking Humulin 70/30, 14 units sub-Q QAM, and 14 units sub-Q QPM. She takes no other medication for her diabetes. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 8, which is borderline high. Her condition is stable at this time. Symptoms, the claimant states that she complains of swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold and damp weather and pain that she feels every day. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has difficulty opening up a jar top. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Eduardo Aquino. She presently takes tramadol hydrochloride, 850 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. The only physical activity she does is some housework. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, but not doing any strenuous exercises. Her condition at this time appears to be fairly stable. Her father died in his 60s. He had diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Her mother is 65 and has had hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and a myocardial infarction times 3. Physical examination, escitalopram, 5 milligrams QD, topiramate, 25 milligrams QD, tizanidine, 2 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 300 milligrams QD, Humulin 70/30, 14 units sub Q QAM and 14 units sub Q QPM. Medical problems, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of open heart surgery as a baby secondary to a blood clot, comma, learning disability, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, decreased memory, comma, major surgery, C-section times 2, open heart surgery for a blood clot at birth when she was born, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 126 pounds, height 5 feet 2 1/4 inch, BP 135 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 100 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 27. General, this is a 36-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to cardiovascular after the jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters? There was an increased rate of 100 beats per minute, but the rhythm was normal with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also normal at 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. could you drop down to skin? No lesions are appreciated over the body. However, the claimant does have multiple skin tattoos. Neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluid and her mood was depressed for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory appeared to be fair. Concentration was also fair, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally.
Okay.
Sarah Beller, the claimant's gait was steady and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. The claimant did bring a right wrist support secondary to having carpal tunnel syndrome of the right hand and to a lesser extent of the left hand. Muscular skeletal. Could you please drop down to the second paragraph? There is no more range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper lower extremities, except for mild numbness of the right hands, of both hands, with mild weakness secondary to a mild carpal tunnel syndrome, especially of the right hand. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the hands and feet. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant did have two surgical scars, one in the mid-chest area, which was a 15-centimeter scar where open-heart surgery was performed, secondary to an embolus that had gone to her heart during her delivery. She also has a 5-centimeter ventral mid-forearm scar where she attempted to commit suicide by cutting her wrist. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices, but does have a right wrist brace secondary to support for carpal tunnel syndrome, which has not been treated at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength is +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, especially for the hands and feet. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms noted of the right hand. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally, except for mild decreased strength of the right hand at +4/5. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at +4/5 bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to decreased cognitive function, and depression. Probable diagnoses. Number one, depression / anxiety / learning disorder / decreased memory - mild at this time, being treated as anxiety. The claimant does have a learning disability, which may have occurred when there were complications during her birth. She was able to go up to the eighth grade, and she does appear to have a fairly average IQ. Allegation number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus - being treated at this time. Hemoglobin A1C was 8, which is borderline high. She appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. This is the end of the dictation for Erendira Garza.